Conventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the bigger show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah!
I'm Carlette Christmas, and if you're wondering,
yes, sir,
that's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point.
Yeah.
This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, you already know, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. And yes, if you're wondering, we are live in the studio on this. It's twofold, DC. It's Momentum Monday, but it's also Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And so as we were traveling in this morning, of course, as I always do, I just take that panoramic view of everything that is happening in and around the road, on the interstate, on the highways as we're traveling in. Nobody. Nobody, D.C.
Slow motion.
It's slow motion this morning. Nobody's really hustling and bustling trying to get there. No school buses. I don't think they got the memo yet. Still some school zones flashing, but no school. And it was smooth sailing into the studio this morning. It's Momentum Monday, but a lot of people are celebrating the long holiday weekend, Memorial Day, and we are celebrating right along with you right here on the OPT Network. As always, you know, we just love what we do, and we relish being here, DC, talking to everybody at home, getting ready for the Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
And so as we do that, you know, we were thinking about this day. You know, for many people, a lot of people weren't traveling in this morning because a lot of people do have the long holiday off. Somebody else stepped in and working on Memorial Day. T. Riley just entered the building. I was like, okay, yeah. So as we were traveling in this morning, I was thinking, just as I was on Friday, real relief, first of all, no kids to get to school, no kids to navigate, you know, in school, in school zones, none of that, just smooth sailing. But as we did last week, and we're going to do it every single day, we're going to ask you to be mindful. because what we understand is that there are some kids that are going to be in summer school, but for the most part, kids are going to be enjoying the summer. And this is the kickoff to summer. Memorial Day is the kickoff to summer. And so that means that kids are riding bicycles. It means they're walking up and down the streets. It means it's getting hot. Kids are everywhere. So as you are traveling in, for those people who do have to work this morning, DC, we want to make sure that they're mindful about kids that are out of school for summer.
Absolutely.
And so as we kick off our Memorial Day, you know, we have been kind of just going through the weekend. We had a really, really restful weekend.
Restful.
Are you going to start singing my sentences again?
No, it was restful, though.
And for the first...
Truck was in the shower. Couldn't fish. Couldn't fish this weekend.
For the first time in a long time. And people who were looking for us, who didn't bother to really try to catch up with us, i.e. people that had come into town for Memorial Day weekend, were like, well, we just figured you guys were fishing. And so people really don't understand when you're not fishing, because we are always fishing.
Right.
And so this weekend, we had a real, real rest. So how do you feel this Momentum Monday?
Rested.
You look rested.
I feel rested.
Mm-hmm. And we
feel good.
And we just need...
Still sweating some of that sugar out.
Still sweating the sugar out?
Yeah,
what is today? Today is day 13.
13.
I'm going to tell you what. Today is day 13, and we absolutely... Stomach is flattening.
Coming down.
And we absolutely have not cheated one time. Have not eaten one piece of sugar at all.
Not a piece.
For 13 days.
Not a gram. Not a gram. Not one gram.
And so what does that feel like emotionally and mentally?
I tell you what, Carlette, it really does feel good. But, you know, the first 30 days is really not my problem. You know, I got to get ready for, you know, into day 31 on in, you know, that kind of, because, you know, I've been good for, you know, and this has been my track record. And this has been areas where, you know, I know how to tread this right here. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, once I lose a few pounds and start looking half decent again, is where the problems come for me.
Do you get biggity?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know. I really, really feel deep down inside that this time is different, because it has been a long time, a long, long time since you have been able to string together 13 days.
It's been a while, you know, but I had to get my mind made up. I did get my mind made up. And even through the Memorial Day, you know, Brent and Andrea came by yesterday. We did some grilling.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, of course, Andrea had to have some ice cream.
Are you going to put Andrea out there like that?
Put her on Front Street.
Big shout out.
I'm going to tell it.
Big shout out to Brent and Andrea Christmas.
Well, because I'm proud, because I didn't have any of the ice cream. You know, normally I would, you know how I feel about that brownie with the, you know, ice cream and the chocolate syrup on it. I mean, you know, that's just my thing, with some nuts on it. You know, that's my thing, you know.
And so when she broke out, because, you know, they were at the house, and after we had done our deal, because it's like vegetables now and protein.
Meat.
So, meat.
Because I'm already a steak man anyway.
Right.
I have absolutely no problem with steaks.
And then so she says, what do y'all have to snack on? And this is the very first time in a very, very long time that we absolutely cleaned out all of the cupboards.
Well, we just had some ice cream in there. Young Deuce Christmas was eating that still, and we forgot to get rid of it.
Right. But that was like the only thing. And then, so when she needed something, and then we didn't even buy anything sweet for dessert, because we just didn't want to be tempted by it.
Right, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, I guess it really is.
Because normally when we have people over, you know, like the last time we had Ashley and Steve Figgins over, we had what?
What did
we
you
had
buy?
That deep dish apple pie cobbler looking thing. Boy, that thing was awesome. And then I saw Steve at the store a few weeks later. He had one in his buggy. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, he had one in his buggy. Same brand and everything. He went tracked it down.
Well, you are the connoisseur of desserts and everything sweet.
Everything tasty.
And so I'm really, really proud of you. But you know what? You were saying something about 31 days, you know, the 31st day. But you know what? If you just stay in the moment and stay in today, then looking ahead to the 31st day might not be necessary if you just remember to stay where you are.
Well, I think it's between that 30 to 60 day period is where I'm going to be really faced with some challenges. But, you know, the way we're doing it this time is we're moving from Atkins induction to paleo.
Okay.
Which allows us to have fruit.
Right.
So I'm going to see how that's going to work. Because if I can go ahead and start appreciating natural sugar, then, you know, I may lose my temptation or, you know, for that synthetic. Because really the problem is synthetic sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, breads, cakes, pies, cookies, candy. Those are the areas where I just fall bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
And so for you, what's different this time? Have you thought about it?
My commitment is different, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully?
Yeah, hopefully. What I'm saying is this time is when I have those little thoughts of, you know what, maybe I can have a few cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer to that is no, I can't have a few cookies.
Because
once I have the few cookies,
mm-hmm.
one is too many and 1,000 is not enough. And the next thing you know, I'll be back up another 15 pounds.
Right.
Because really over these 13 days, I've lost about 12, 13 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's really not pounds. That's just all that flub-dub that you just pile it on each day.
Mm-hmm.
I call it flub-dub.
Flub-dub.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of gunk and air and gas and mm-hmm. stuff that you've just piled on to yourself.
Mm-hmm. But it feels good, though, doesn't it?
You going to rap?
It feels good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel good.
Yes, it does.
And so what we did yesterday, of course, we went to church on Sunday. But before we went to church, we went to the later service. We didn't go early.
Correct.
And we got up. Beautiful morning, just as it is this morning. We got up and we exercised. And we did the thing. And then from there, we went on in to worship.
Yeah, we did go to the second service because we're finding that, you know, on these rest weekends for us,
mm-hmm.
we've just been having a good time sort of kind of resting in, mm-hmm. you know, and then we got up and exercised early. So that kind of put us in a, you know.
It was good to sweat, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good to get out and start to go walk a few miles and basically just gradually easing back into the exercise,
mm-hmm.
you know, not trying to overdo it. Because, you know, I used to go back out there after not exercising for a year or two and do 5 miles
right.
and run,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
I had to say to you yesterday, easy does it.
Or did I have to say that to you? You were the one talking about let's run.
Well, yeah, I did say let's run.
Yeah, you were saying easy does it to the amount of miles.
Right.
I really don't mind doing more as long as we're walking and mm-hmm. not overexerting ourselves. So,
So we had to remind each other, and you said, right. No, you're just not ready. And neither of us are probably ready, but, you know, we do love running, but walking is good. It's great fellowship time, and the weather, you know, even though Memorial Day is the kickoff, the start to summer, you know, it's really, the weather has been so, so wonderful. I mean, not too hot yet, but
it's
just
beautiful.
Hot enough to get a good sweat, you know, finished that up, came in, showered up, cleaned up, and then went to worship.
Absolutely, and that was, and I just enjoyed church so much yesterday because it was just a lot of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Almost like, you know, getting the word and just in a joyful way. I mean, I just laughed a lot in church.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent words, you know, just talking about the family and being on the same page, which
mm-hmm.
I thought was just really met us right where we were.
Right on point.
Oh, man, right there where you need to be. I mean, you know, what more can you ask for?
Nothing much.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Now, at first I was like, oh, wow, I want to go to that early. But, I mean, the later services, I don't know, we had stopped going
mm-hmm.
because at one point all we had at our church was the one service.
Right.
But now that there's two services, you know, we have
You can pick and choose, yeah.
It's basically, you know, I hate to say it's how we feel. Because I try not to do things on how we feel.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff will have you not doing anything at all.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we are presented with a choice. And after having that choice yesterday, we opted to take that later service. And we got a chance to exercise. And we're feeling great right now. I tell you what, man. It's just good to be at work.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
It's like,
I mean, is this, if you could call this working?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so many people are celebrating, and we are happy to have you. And we want to welcome all of those people into the Twin Cities and into Central Louisiana that have traveled to be with their families and to fellowship from all parts of the country. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network.
The OPT.
A lot of people are having reunions. A lot of people are having family get-togethers, just as we did on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Rhonda Monique and her husband, Mike, put it down.
Yep, Mike Maryland. As a matter of fact, Rhonda had a crawfish ball / barbecue at her place Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We went over there and had a really good time. Bunch of family folks hanging out.
Mm-hmm. A lot of kids.
Yeah. Real festive.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was talking about, you know, not powering down for the summer, but powering our kids up. And we know to some degree that they're going to relax and have a good time. But we really are making a concerted effort to make sure that young David Christmas gets out, gets outdoors, engages, and really, really becomes a part of what's going on.
Yeah, young David Christmas don't realize it, but I was telling Brent yesterday, he needs to start getting ready to take care of himself because he's got a few more years and he's got to go.
Got to go.
Yeah, you ain't.
You know, I always
say that old saying, you don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here.
Right.
Well, I don't know where you got to go.
You know, I always thought that I would relish that moment, but as it gets closer, it seems like I'm getting more and more, I don't know, just not really ready. I mean, the whole driving thing.
Well, you got 3 years.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time to get ready.
Well, I don't know. The years seem like they have just gone by so quickly.
3 years is still 3 years.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, you know, we are just really, really invigorated this morning, feeling lots of zeal on this Momentum Monday. And we want to send that good, positive, momentous energy, DC, to those people who do got it. They got to get out this morning. They got to get it. They got to get it how they live. You got to get to work. You know, everybody's not blessed to have, you know, the long weekend. So a lot of people got to get it this morning. So those of you who do have to get it, we're sending you lots of momentum on this Momentum Monday. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern time. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. For more information, the number to phone, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Remember, hurricane season kicks off June 1st. We're really, really close. Make sure that you're on point with all of your home, auto, and life insurance with State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has over 4 decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana. He does it with competence and professionalism, just an all-around good guy. If you're looking for an attorney, Attorney Chris Roy Jr. is who you can phone, 318-487-0991. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We've got to get a break, but we're back after this.
Thank you. You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bubble Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th from 11 till 1 that day. Everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we but just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Yeah, change. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all. Y'all. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, I do.
Need a little help.
Say it for
me. Need some help, y'all. Change the world.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Did you know me? Maybe then they'll listen what you have to say.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, for those of you who've got to get there, it's 2 minutes after 8 local time, 2 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And you know, most mornings when we're driving in, you know, I tell you guys, I have been, I don't know what you call it. I have, guess I've been acting like a mother hen. I've been telling you guys that young Deuce Christmas is behind the wheel learning to drive. And last week, it was especially foggy, especially on a couple of the days. It was really, really foggy. And ladies, you know, if you have a man around, you'll understand that men do things intrinsically different than women. And that's really what the sermon was about yesterday, about the differences in men and women and how we kind of need to come together and see things in a way that is clear for both of us. And so DC's philosophy is to just let young Deuce Christmas drive, and no matter what the conditions, even fog. And the other morning, I was so out of sorts, and you know, I said this before, I'll say it again, I'm a praying woman and a praying mama, but boy, when those kids get behind the wheel, you find yourself really, really praying. Well, it was extremely foggy. You know how our mantra is, on time is late and early is on time. Well, we had one of those mornings that we remind you about every single day, not taking into consideration that it was not just foggy, DC. It was dense fog.
It was dense foggy, Carlette. And I'm going to tell you, you know, people were passing the tractor. Okay, this is the tractor talk.
Mm-hmm.
People was passing it. They were passing the tractor, but we had young Deuce Christmas driving behind us.
By himself.
In his car.
Right.
And we didn't want to pass because that meant he was going to have to pass.
Lord have mercy.
And yeah, so we had to ride behind the tractor the whole time.
And so we were behind this huge tractor. So even if, all right, even if young Deuce Christmas could have passed, The tractor was so, I mean, it wasn't just a tractor, okay? I don't even know what you call it. It was so big. And
a combine.
Yeah, a combine. I don't know that either. But it was huge. So D.C. is steadily peeping out, and I know our young son is saying, I'm just not going to pass. So we say, D.C. and I decide, okay, it just is what it is, and the farmers have to get to work.
Absolutely.
And so we just say, all right, we'll get there when we get there because it's not worth risking life and limb. So as I tell this story on the radio, D.C. was in Bunkie, and he says he meets a old family friend, somebody we've known forever. We call him Pinball. Pinball, forgive me, but I don't even know your real
Junior
name.
Junior Washington. I think his real name is Milton Washington Jr. Because his daddy's name was Milton, and he's Junior.
Okay.
So, but we know him by Pinball and Junior for so long, we just call him Junior.
Pinball. I just
Pinball,
call him Pinball.
Mostly. Because he's a local mechanic as well,
uh-huh.
Excellent auto mechanic, and also Pinball. We've been knowing him, you know, for
our whole lives,
all of our lives.
But what I didn't know,
the whole Washington family
didn't know he was a farmer.
I had no idea of that.
So you see him where?
I saw him in Piggly Wiggly in Bunkie. My nephew Darian and I were going to pick up some
libations,
some items for. The crawfish ball slash barbecue at Rhonda Monique's house.
Okay.
Rhonda and Mike's place. So we run into Pinball, and he says, hey, look, man. Because Darian and I were speaking to him, and he said, look, let me just kind of say something to you, man. He said, could you apologize to your wife for me? Because that was me in that truck. He said, and I heard y'all talking about it the morning because I listen to y'all every day.
Pinball, that was like, too hilarious.
I told Carlette, she was like, ooh, that was Pinball. So how does he get in Cheneyville from Bunkie? I'm like, I have no idea. He said when he left Bunkie, the fog was not there. When he hit Cheneyville, the fog dropped, and it was a while after Cheneyville before he came up.
And this is why you really have to allow for time. There is never, ever such a thing as traffic or heavy traffic coming out of Cheneyville, really going into Alexandria on Highway 71, almost never. But on this particular morning, I think everybody just really said, okay, is the tractor going to get off the road? And what I understood, Pinball, and I said it that morning, I'll say it again, I said the farmers got to get to work as well, and we have to leave room for everybody on the road, even the farmers.
Absolutely, and that's also, you have to be careful what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
In a situation like this, because you know who knew that was our friend and long time family friend.
Absolutely,
that was actually in the tractor.
But you know what?
We didn't know who it was.
That let us.
We really smoked the guy in the truck behind the truck. We didn't smoke because we felt like okay, the guy in the truck is actually showing him how to do it and what to do. So we laid all the blame at his deal.
Yeah, we said he should have, but you know, we said well maybe he should pull over, but. Then we started thinking, well, guess what? The farmers have to get to work, and the farmers start really, really early.
And now that we know it was Pinball, you know, we're like, man, take your time.
Pinball,
they'll
big,
be all right.
big shout out to you. And you know what? Thank you so much for being a part of the OPT Network and listening every single morning.
Absolutely.
What a blessing that is to us. And to all of the people that we meet in, you know, in stores and grocery stores in D.C., you meet a lot of people in the grocery store.
I met Miss Dorothy Miles, and Miss Dorothy Miles, she works over at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
She said, man, I listen to you guys every day on my way to work. She told me what time it was going to be, too. She said,
You can't remember what time?
No.
Miss Dorothy was on that sugar, though.
I'm on Central Time, Eastern Time. You know, we're getting so many different times from around the country that, you know, I heard her say a time, but I really don't remember.
Well, Miss Dorothy Miles, good morning and welcome. And thank you for being a part of the OPT Network. And she said that she was kind of having some challenges with that sugar as well.
She did say that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are having challenges with sugar. But you know what? We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to bring experts in from around the country that are going to help us all just get a little bit better. And I don't, well, DC and I have talked about this, but we both really are making a commitment. And I don't ever want to say never. Again, because it seems like every time you put that in on it, never, it seems like here it comes back again. But I'm going to tell you, it is different without sugar. Our palates have changed. And it is challenging, but you know what? You feel so much better once you finally get it out of your system. And we are asking ourselves constantly, yesterday when we were exercising, why do we go back after we feel so good?
Because it's an addiction. That's what I think. I mean, I'm starting to believe it more and more. You know, the professionals are saying mm-hmm. sugar, people are addicted to sugar. It's you know, people crave it just as mm-hmm. much as they do nicotine. And, you know, I'm going to give it the seriousness it deserves this
right.
time. You know, I'm not just toiling around with it like, oh, okay, wow, oh, sugar, what's it going to do to you?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look at it like what it really is.
Absolutely. And I have, you know, people that listen to the show know that I drink a big cup of tea every single morning, sometimes a couple cups. Well, when I'm drinking from my big Momentum cup, I had started using honey. And since we just kind of said no to sugar, I just started drinking it just straight. And that's been a challenge, but it's okay. And I think that once you decide to do a thing, whatever it is that you purpose in your heart and your mind to do, when you start and you just accept the fact that you're not going to do it anymore, your body has to grieve about it, you have to grieve about it, but it's really okay. It just really is.
Because it takes some time.
It does take some time.
You really do have to detox and cleanse all of that sugar out of your body. And mm-hmm. it's amazing how in the first couple of weeks, your body just sheds pounds. And I don't think it's because I've lost any weight really yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what it is it's just all that gunk and stuff.
But the body acts bad, doesn't it?
Oh, it acts up. Oh, it don't. Hey, it's like, man, give me some sugar now.
Oh, yeah. It cuts
you
up.
You know, you got to put it under submission.
Absolutely. And it's a daily task.
Yeah, it's a daily reprieve.
And you know, as we switch gears, today, of course, is Memorial Day. And we don't ever want to just kind of pass by Memorial Day. We know a lot of people are going to lakes and to, you know, having good times. But we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I really want to share this warm article from the Huffington Post from a widow. And really just remember why we do celebrate Memorial Day. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. For more information on activities happening in the parish, 800-833-4195 or 318-964-2025. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. 12 minutes after 8 local time, 12 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And if you're in California, it's even earlier than that. 12 minutes after 6 local time, Pacific time. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Isn't with On Point Momentum Monday, because it is our desire that all of us hit the ground running on Monday. Thank God for a good weekend. I just want to share this thought with you today about purpose. Everything in life has a purpose. And where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So the best thing a man can do for himself or a human being can do for oneself is to ask God to show them their God-given purpose, find it, walk in it, and God will provide for whatever he purposed you to do. You don't have to worry about making money. Don't try and work for money. Money get jealous when you're doing what God has destined you to do. You just do it. You're the best at it. You love it. You do it because you enjoy it, and money will show up. Never work for money. Work to fulfill your God-given purpose and watch your monies take off fly.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. a place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Back in 3, 2.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentum Monday, right here on the official OPT Network. It's Memorial Day, and it's one of those days that we don't want to just pass by. And, you know, I was reading an article in the Huffington Post, and it's such a warm article. You know, we really all understand that we celebrate Memorial Day, and we celebrate our fallen soldiers. We celebrate those people who have served our country. But we have had the pleasure of connecting with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. It's a grief and bereavement program. And the author of this article is Bonnie Carroll. And this is what she wrote. She said, for so many people, Memorial Day, it is about the start of summer, family cookouts, and trips to the beach, and many people going to the lake and getting together. She said, while all of those things celebrate the freedoms, you know, when I read that, I said, you know, we never really think about the freedom that we have to hitch up our boats if we're boatsmen or people that like to go, or the freedom to hop in our car and go to the beach or go to the lake or go wherever. But she said, we celebrate the freedoms we all enjoy as Americans for families of our fallen troops. Memorial Day, she said, is deeply personal. She said, it's a day when I remember my husband, Army Brigadier General Tom Carroll, who died in Alaska, November 1992, alongside seven other soldiers during what should have been a routine flight. She said, I remember his dashing good looks, his insightful personality, his love for classic cars, and most especially, she says, I remember Tom's smile. She said, I also remember on Memorial Day the journey through the grief that I and thousands of other military families have made. My steps forward since 1992 are intrinsically linked to the death of my husband in service to our great nation. The feelings I carry on Memorial Day are a mixture of pride and of his service. She said, the joy is remembering him and the sorrow over his death. And she said, it's all bundled into one person. And so as I read that article, I started thinking, you know, sometimes we really do take for granted that people have fought and died for the freedoms that we enjoy, the freedoms that we don't even consider. We don't consider that if we decide that we want to pack up and we want to go to the beach, we can do that. If we decide that we want to go boating, whatever it is that we want to do that is within the law, that we decide we can do it and we have the freedom to do that. And as I was thinking about Bonnie Carroll, I also, every Memorial Day, I think of a young man from our town, Bunky, Louisiana, Brian Lewis, who lost his life in war in the Army. His mother and his parents, Dolores Lewis, and dad, Donald Ray Lewis. And I think of, and his dad also went home to be with the Lord, but I think of now Miss Lewis, Dolores Lewis, who was our English teacher, and you've heard her on the show. She's been on with us sharing. I think about the pain that Memorial Day brings for those families. And, you know, we really sort of couch it into, well, they were heroes. They fought and died for their country. It doesn't get more valiant than that. But, you know, it still hurts for those families because those families lost sons. They lost fathers, they lost brothers, they lost uncles and aunts. And then we forget about those women who serve our military just as valiantly as our men, who are mothers, who are daughters, who are sisters, who are aunts. You know, and it's so big. And then when I look at the pictures and I look at all of the flags that decorate military cemeteries across our nation, I don't ever want to take for granted. You know, for many people, Memorial Day means many different things. Of course, we celebrate the lives of our soldiers that have served, that are serving, and even those that will ultimately serve. And sometimes we forget that when we head to the mall for Memorial Day sales and we head to crawfish boils and family reunions and barbecues. And as we head to all of those wonderful events where we come together, let's not forget about those people who fought and died. And as Bonnie said, you know, her husband died in what should have been just a routine flight. Now, Brian Lewis died after the war was over, you know, walked into a landmine and lost his life, still leading, still making sure that everyone else was taken care of before he ultimately went home to be with the Lord. But families that really, really understand loss. And on this day, it's as we said a couple weeks ago, it's joy, but it's deep, deep sadness. And then you try to put those together and you try to find where you are. And no matter how long our loved ones have been gone home, have gone home to be with the Lord for, there's still a missing, there's still a longing, there's still a place in our hearts that are theirs. So as we go about our day to day, doing whatever it is that you and your family have purposed to do or that you have decided to do singularly, I hope that we'll take that moment to really, really just consider and to pray for those families that still have loved ones overseas that are still serving our country right now, and our veterans. You know, our veterans are facing tough, tough times right now. They have gone, they have fought, many of them have lost parts of themselves, and they're still fighting for adequate, just adequate health care. So there is a lot that we as Americans must be grateful for and thoughtful about on this Memorial Day. And so I know a lot of people do have momentum on this day, but let's remember really what Memorial Day is. And I think when you start to really understand those losses and the reality of those losses, no matter how long they have been, they're still losses. So I thought that her article was warm. I thought it was really a wife's perspective. Since 1992, her husband has gone to be with the Lord, but she's still trying to work out where she is in the world and how to make her life work without her life's partner, And there's so many people that are doing that on this Memorial Day. So we don't want to forget, in the beauty of the day and in the fun, we don't want to forget that. I know I certainly don't, and you probably don't either. And that's why we wanted to share that article. It is a great day. It's a Memorial Day, and I hope that you will take the time to remember a family or a fallen soldier. It's 8:29 local time, 9:29 Eastern. You're on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you whether you're wanting to refinance, if it's your first home, or just reinvesting. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help. Their number, 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919 and celebrating their 95th year in business, 95 years. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Chris Roy Jr., attorney Chris Roy Jr., serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. For more information, the number to phone, 318-487-0991. That's attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Someday.
happy, living as one. I wish the world they call freedom someday would come.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Boy, the morning is winding down. Already 8:41 local time.
Is it?
I know, 9:41 Eastern. And as we were really just talking about Memorial Day and what it means, one of the things that Bonnie Carroll said, and she is the founder and president of Tragedy, the Tragedy Assistant Program for Survivors, she said, you know, the reason why we have our freedoms and our dreams today is because of those men and women who fought and died serving our country. And when we talk about servanthood, there is no greater way to serve America than through serving your country. And as we sit here this morning, really grateful and really humbled, we sit here in the midst of living our dream and doing those things that we believe that God has called us to do. And we're so excited about it. That's why it's never a chore for us to get out of bed and get here. Even in the worst kind of weather, even in the wintry mix, even in the debt of heat.
The wintry mix.
I know. We just get here because it is our mission every single morning, DC, to inspire people to live their dream.
Absolutely.
And when you think of living your dream, you know, until I read the article that Bonnie had written, I never thought about the freedom to live your dream.
Sure, you're right.
You are a hot mess. He is being silly this morning.
That's right.
I'm being serious, DC. Had you thought about that, the freedom to live your dream?
Oh, that's you know, the freedom to do what we're doing right here, for me to be silly. I mean, you know, it's you know, somebody gave their life for us to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And so on this Memorial Day, we hope that you'll grab the momentum to begin to live your dream and understand that you have that freedom.
Absolutely.
The freedom is yours to do what it is that you want to do. And every single day, we talk to people, just as we did on yesterday, about their dream to start their own business, their dream to come out of where they are and move into the next thing. And this morning, before we got up and got ready, of course, we meditate and pray together every single morning. And our meditation, one of our meditations, talked about preparation. And as I read that, and it just really soaked down into my psyche, I started really wanting to share with you the time of preparation. And even right now, the OPT is in a time of preparation. And preparation connected with the spiritual aspect of life, connected with God, will move you and move us into the next thing. So we're all hopefully preparing for the next thing, even if you don't realize that you're preparing. And so we have been so, so blessed and so, so encouraged by the people that have shared their wisdom. They have shared their life. They have shared their experiences. They have shared their hope with us. And we are so excited. And we told you guys on Friday that Bishop Jakes would be coming back to share with us his new book, entitled Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. And I'm going to tell you, it is a book, and we hope that you just don't sit idly by and just listen, but that you grab a hold of these resources. I'm telling you, sometimes you're looking for the answers, and the answers are right before you. Sometimes it's about picking up a book and reading. and inspiring that gift within you. Sometimes it's about going to the website and seeing how to grab hold of those resources. You know, we are not foolish enough to think that all of these great people that have come and given their supply and that will come and give their supply are just for us. Therefore, everyone who will listen. And it's not just about being inspired for this moment. It's about getting on the road. It's about getting on your own path, your own journey, and stop looking at what others are doing. And I said to you guys last week, and I'll say it again, staying in your own lane, since now we have a young teen driver or a young teen learning to drive. Let me say that. He's not a driver yet. He's learning to drive. And his dad has said to him on countless occasions, stay in your lane. Well, staying in your lane has been used a lot. But what I understand now, and you know, you forget what you forgot. I forgot that I was a young driver at one point learning to drive as well. But when you cross over into another person's lane, the results could be catastrophic. But we so easily cross into others' lanes every single day. We cross into others' gifts when they're not our gifts. And we're crossing into catastrophe and we don't even realize it. And so every single morning that we can take this microphone, we want to inspire you. We want to encourage you. But what I learned about Inspiration DC is that you can really share your zeal, your zest, your love. But inspiration has to be something that comes from within. You know, it's almost like going to church or going to a wonderful conference. And you get amped up, you get charged up. The word went forth, you know, you metaphorically take it and you grab it and you say, I've got it. And then after the conference is over and after all of the grandeur, so to speak, dies down, you go home and you're right back where you started. And so inspiration has to be something that we do for ourselves. Now, it is our great pleasure every single morning to share our experience, our hope. Hopefully what you would consider zeal, because it is, it's our zeal. And we share that so freely every single morning. And it costs us nothing really to share it. You know, it's about just opening our hearts and sharing. But really to be inspired, as I've been meditating on inspiration, it really has to come from within yourself. Because a good conversation, a good message at church, a great conference, it can only take you but so far. And if you don't learn to pick up the baton and run with it and find your own depth of inspiration, you will always be starting and stopping. You never, DC, truly find your space and your place in the world. And I think that that's what happens to so many people. We're so busy looking to someone else's lane that we never really find our own place. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's really important that we really, I guess, hit home to people that it's about finding your own place of inspiration. Even in what we do, you had to find your own inspiration for what your part of the job is. And I have to find my own right. inspiration. And we have to do that separately, even though we are together.
And of course, it was a process. I mean, you know, you know that you're in your area, you know, when things come up that need to be dealt with, you know. A lot of things in our company here that comes up that we have to deal with, you know, we have an idea. And of course, you know, after being married 24 years, you know, as a matter of fact, 24 years today, I might add.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, you know, but, I mean, you know, you just, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? I mean, you just, it just, that's just how it works. And, I mean, we cannot force anything upon the situation that just doesn't fit. You know, and when you do that, that's when you start to have problems. You know, I know, you know, once, you know, at church, we were at church, and our pastor was talking about, you know, pulling out the proverbial yardstick and trying to, you know, it's a dangerous thing to do. You know, it's very dangerous when you start to try to look at someone else and decide, hey, you know, I can do that better than that person, or I can do that just as well. And you may be able to, you know, but I know he said that, you know, you need to be careful when you're doing that. You need to make sure it's what God is telling you to do, because it could be daunting.
Absolutely. And I believe that that's why Bishop Jakes' new book entitled Instinct is so powerful.
As a matter of fact, we're going to have Bishop Jakes coming here probably either next week or the week after. I'm working on finalizing it. But what we're going to do is we're going to have him speak on that, on that very thing right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, as we read the book and kind of meditate on it, it really helps you to understand that we have to follow our instincts. And we have to know when we're led by God and when we're led by head knowledge. Because a lot of times you can be led by what your mind is telling you. And God never said or never intended for you to do a thing.
Right. Well, that, we, you know, we just went over that in church a couple of weeks ago, I think. We're talking about, you know, knowledge versus revelation.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Just information versus revelation.
Yeah.
So information is basically just some information that really is, will help you. You know, it's good. Information is absolutely great. But revelation is, man,
yeah,
that's a whole nother ball game, because it is really where you're supposed to be. When you get a revelation about a thing or of a thing, you know, it's not just the information, but it's in the perfect will of God.
That's right. I had really almost let that slip, but thank you for reminding me. That is, that is a powerful word. And
I don't know how we get to this situation, but
I don't either. I don't either. But maybe somebody needed that as people are. You know, it's a new season, and when a new season is dawning, people are contemplating all sorts of things. They're contemplating their next move. A lot of people are saying, okay, it's my season to leave my job. And, you know, they're trying to find the momentum, if you will, to do that. They're trying to find that place of peace to do that. And I don't necessarily know if there is ever a place of peace when you step out of your comfort zone. You're always going to have that twinge of uncertainty. And that's where your faith has to kick in. And I'm going to tell you, it's in every area of life, even those small things like when your kids are learning to drive. You're sending your kids out of the nest. In every area, faith must play a role. And you know what? We're no different than anyone else. We've got to remind ourselves that in order to do those things that we know that we're put here to do, we gotta have some serious faith. And you know, faith starts little, and the more you exercise it, it's just like what we're gonna do. We're gonna build some muscle. You know, our muscles might start out small, but we're gonna exercise them, we're gonna lift, and then we're gonna grow. We're gonna grow in muscle, and faith is very much the same way. It starts out the size of the mustard seed. But you know, it doesn't have to stay that way. It can grow and it can flourish. And I think we just have to remind ourselves of that daily. It's just like eating sugar. It's a one day at a time process. And as we continue this journey, we want to remind you to find out what it is that you're pregnant with and start birthing. Don't just get pregnant. Don't stay pregnant. Start birthing that thing. Your community needs it. Your state could need it. and could be even bigger than that. The world could need it. But if you never start the birthing process, you'll never know. You know, funny thing, we were talking to Brent and Andrea yesterday as we were fellowshipping, and he said, you know, I had this idea and I had a vision for it. But he didn't continue the birthing process. And he said, now that vision and that idea, someone else is doing it, and it's very, very successful, and it's just like I thought it would be. And I'm going to say to you, how many more times are you going to be deceived by your vision? How many times are you not going to connect with your instinct of being led and knowing, coming out of the fear and saying, okay, I'll try. And what happens when we try? The results could be endless. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:56 local time, 9:56 Eastern. We gotta get a break, but we're back in a moment.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com.